just a jerk.
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
I always joke that weddings, funerals bring out the best and worst in people.
It's not a joke, though.
It's really not.
Nobody's really laughing, even
You're
though
right.
we're chuckling.
It's not a joke.
It's for real.
This is about a wedding.
Mm.
She wants to know if she's the jerk for bringing up where she's standing in the wedding party.
Huh.
Hmm. Okay. Well,
relatable, I guess.
Uh-huh.
Very.
This is what she said. Allie and DZ, help me out here. My cousin's getting married, and we've been close since we were little. Now as adults, I see her regularly. We get together at least once a week, even if it's just one of us dropping by to say hi. So when she asked me to be in her wedding, I accepted immediately, and I wasn't even surprised.
No brainer.
I knew I'd be in it.
Right.
Fast forward, she got all the girls in the wedding party together last week to talk about the planning, and during the get-together, one of the other bridesmaids asked where we would all be standing at the wedding. When I found out, I was last... out of six bridesmaids, I couldn't believe it. She has bridesmaids standing up. She's only known for a year or two. I think she's making a big mistake and is going to regret it later in life with the pictures, and I told her that.
Sure.
She was highly offended and said it's none of my business where everybody stands at the wedding.
Also get that, though.
So am I the jerk for bringing up where I'm standing in the wedding party and being mad about it? I mean...
Man, I wish this wasn't a moral dilemma, but I get exactly why it is.
Because if you're close with somebody
and
you're already... First, you're like, oh, I'm in the wedding.
Mm-hmm.
And then you find out you're one of the least important. Because that's what it is. It goes from maid of honor... And then you start going down, and you usually put... And some people line them up based on who they're walking with.
I was going to say, because under that context, I was the least important person at my guy's wedding.
No offense.
I wasn't,
but you were important enough to be in it.
You feel me?
See, this is where the dilemma is.
And really, it just... It boils down to how you feel about it and how you're interpreting it. Mm-hmm. Or if you know how the person is interpreting it. Because... The way you frame people, you go most important to least important.
That's what I did at mine.
That's not
honestly.
That's not what we did in ours.
Yeah. Why? How did you do it?
We did it by like size order, by familiarity.
Oh, size.
Yeah, like by how tall you were, like how short you were. So we wanted it to look good in pictures. And honestly, our order was more.
That's interesting.
Our order was more set by who's walking with who, and then we just kind of said we don't care where people are. So you got to care about the order for that to matter. If your cousin cares, that's one thing. It sounds like you're the one that's caring, though. You're the one that's going, why am I last? Me. It's too much. It's a little too much, and I think you're overthinking it a little bit.
What if she's just helping her cousin out and going, yo, you got the wrong people in this wedding. You don't even know these people.
She doesn't get to decide that. It's not
her
wedding.
True. Okay. Well, is Kylie the jerk for bringing up where she's standing in the wedding party? 414-533-1037. Short and sweet.
I'm going to say no, not the jerk, though.
Stop it.
I don't think she was right for it, but she's within her reason to ask.
To ask. Well, at least she's communicating her feelings, even if they're messed up.
Right? Ain't it? I mean, yes, she is the jerk, but she's not the jerk, if that makes sense. So I got to stand on business. I'm going to call her not the jerk today.
Maybe the bride's the jerk.
Maybe.
I don't know. Let's talk to our listeners next. I'm curious what they're going to say.
Okay, who's the jerk? 103.7
Kiss FM. I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, so Kylie wants to know if she's the jerk for bringing up where she's standing in the wedding party. She does not like it. She's last in line, and she's offended because she thinks she's closer than all the other girls who are standing up.
You think, huh?
So she wants to know if she's a jerk for bringing it up. Let's go to Sarah first in West Bend this morning. Hey, Sarah, good morning.
Good morning. I don't think she's the jerk because, I mean, it's her cousin. It's family. She wants to know, kind of understand, but if she continues to bring it up and pester her about it, the bride said, you know,
then she's crossed the line.
Business. It's her wedding, the bride wedding. Then she would be the jerk. But like DZ said, it's, you know, there's tons of reasons why people choose the way they have their people I know.
That's right. That's a fair statement. Like, I get that. I always just thought it was most important to least important.
Sarah might be saying that her cousin is saving the best for last. I want my family to bring the caboose because they hold my back.
She's the best.
She's the best, so she's got the back.
That's a great way to put it.
She could frame it a whole different way and be proud of her position, but no.
Well, there you go. You know what? Sarah said not the jerk, though. She actually said it was okay for bringing it up.
Yeah, wow. True.
All right. Okay, thank you, Sarah. You have a great day.
You too.
Bye. Hey, what Sarah said, though, is you got to let it go from here. You brought it up, bet. She told you to butt out. You better butt out. Anything past this, now you the jerk.
That's great.
Any update past this, now you the jerk.
That's a great point. But Patty's calling from Greenfield today. Let's pull her up. Hey, Patty. Patty, good morning.
Good morning.
Hello.
Hi.
Good morning.
How's it going?
Good. Just driving to work.
Okay, you're on the air. Are you nervous? So you got this. Come on. We got this.
You got this. I'm going to say that she's a jerk.
Ooh, why?
Well, I've stood up in weddings before. Most recently, I stood up in a friend's wedding that I've known since we were kids. Mm-hmm. And I was probably like the second or third to the back. And other people she's known for a shorter amount of time were farther up. And it never even occurred to me that it was ranked or it could have been ranked.
Right. What's up with the power ranking? I'm just happy to be here.
I'm sorry, it's me with the power ranking. It's me. I'm the problem. I believe in the power ranking at weddings. When I look at wedding parties, I assume the one on the end is the least important. I'm sorry. Hmm. I do.
I've never considered it like that, to be honest. Never.
It never even occurred to me that that was even something that was possibly a thing. Yeah. I don't think she viewed it that way.
Isn't that why you put the maid of honor first and the best man? Is that why you put them right next to you, though?
She did it because it was traditional. Like, they're supposed to be right next to you. And then everybody behind them just kind of like wherever, whatever y'all want.
I'm sorry you guys don't look at weddings as negatively as I do.
Me and Patty just there to party, baby.
I'm just there to judge, okay?
We're just happy to be there.
I'm deciding how good of friends everybody is by looking at the wedding party.
DZ's not that cool with that boy, huh?
His friend, he got the pity invite.
Knowing he's one of my best friends, dog. Like, we've been close for decades now.
Well, that's the way Kylie feels, and she wants to know why she's on the end. Mm, see?
It doesn't matter why she's on the end. She's there.
Yeah.
Patty splits us, though, says, yeah, you a jerk, cuzzo.
Thanks, Patty.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Have a great day.
All right, we have a regular coming in to basically, she's going to be the tiebreaker. Ashley is calling in Sheboygan Falls this morning.
Happy Friday, guys.
Hey, happy Friday.
Good morning.
We're getting real petitious on a Friday about, you know, wedding party stuff.
Yeah.
We?
Okay, me. I'm the negative one. I'm the problem. It's me.
No, we a team. I got you.
This is how we balance each other out.
No, but you're the tiebreaker today. You get to decide, is she or is she not the jerk?
I love this because I feel like I always go not the jerk, but I'm totally going jerk today.
Okay.
I'm like... I got a little excited about it. Is that wrong?
No.
It means you could relate to it and you got passionate about it because a lot of us have dealt with this with weddings.
And it's a genuine answer then, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So
exactly.
You say,
so, jerk. I was in my brother's wedding this summer, and like my sister and I were both in it, and we were both in two separate spots, like kind of towards the back. But, you know, when you do pictures and stuff, I got to thinking about it as you guys were talking about it. We were not like, I mean, some of the pictures we were in are like designated spots, but in other pictures, like we were kind of all over the place.
Yeah.
And like when we sat at the table, like, I don't even think we were in the order that we were.
Right.
For the wedding. Like,
your phone's starting to cut
like,
out.
I just don't really
the order doesn't matter.
No.
The order doesn't matter.
They're asking you to be in the wedding. That should be like honorable enough. Just support that and be happy that you were in the wedding, and like just don't be, I feel like it's kind of petty, like it's just
we want to know why we're at the end.
I know.
Hey, cousin.
You know, if she asked, if she would have just been like, hey, like how did you figure out, like not even saying like, oh, like why did you put me here, but hey, how did you figure out like where to put everybody, like just like bringing it up in conversation and not being like, why am I at the end, and you know,
right? It's accusatory. It's accusatory. Going, why'd you put me at the end?
The way she came at her.
Yeah.
So, and I'm sure she probably felt defensive, and which is why she probably said, it's none of your business.
Weddings. Yeah, right. So, weddings. Good times for everybody involved.
Hey, cousin, would you rather sit in the crowd?
You're like, do you want to be in the wedding or not?
Yeah,
right? Do you want a plus one instead?
Would you rather be an usher?
Yeah.
That's how you'd shade him. You put him as an usher after that. You'd be like, you know what? I'm moving you.
Especially
you know
if
what?
You're a girl, right?
You're now the guest book girl.
Yeah.
You know what? One day we're going to talk about the most offensive things to ask somebody at a wedding, because I've done that.
Shout out to all the weddings I've ushered.
Shout out to all the weddings I've been the guest book girl. Daisy, you know what?
Hey, you thought it was an honor.
That's what they tried to sell it as. They went, Allie, you're so good at talking to people. You should be we want you at the front greeting people for the guest book. And I went, I don't know if I should be offended by this or not.
You want to hold the door too?
Right.
I was like, I'd rather just mingle. I don't want to be the guest book person.
I feel that.
But, right? I rocked it. Thank you very much.
Hey, you rock any position you're given. And that's what cousins need to do.
Yeah.
Rock the position you're given.
Mm-hmm.
Ashley says, jerk.
Thanks, Ashley.
Yeah.